McSweeney makes it, looks like he can't. He wants to get it inside. Dribbles around, just got the keys, knocked out.
They're playing a 2-3 matchup zone. And
then feeds it inside to Malicki. Malicki shoots for the jump shot. No good. No, we got a nice. Third spot by Barucci, and he gets it to the
you saw a doctor about it. In fact, we better go to ER right now just to make sure you didn't break something.
You're going to be sore for a few days, but nothing's broken, Mrs. Brown. I'm giving you a prescription for a balance test.
I really don't want to go all the way to Saginaw just for a test.
You don't have to go out of town. Narayan Rehabilitation is nearby in Bad Axe. They have the Thumb's only balance assessment machine. It looks like a doctor's weigh scale. You just follow a few simple instructions, answer a few questions, and they will figure out what's causing the problem. See Narayan Rehabilitation, then we can get your life back in balance.
Talk to your doctor and take your assessment and treatment order to Narayan Rehabilitation, just west of Bad Axe on M53.
We're back here at the start of the second quarter. Harbor Beach with the lead, 17-7 over the Bearcats. Bearcats with the ball. Back in the game now. Back in the game for Ugly as Ferrucci. We get to the Booms on the right side. Booms is covered down low, but he finds Marshall Leifrank cutting to the basket. Leifrank can't get it, but Nowicki gets in there and gets the rebound. Great follow-up, great garbage rebounds that we talked about at the beginning of the game that we need to see out of Nowicki and that we need to see out of Josh White.
Offensive boards, gotta have them.
And that follow
with those big post players.
That follow is going to be on number 10, Don. John Sorensen picks up his first.
40.
And at the line is Nowicki. His shot's no good. Rebound controlled by Harbor Beach. Taking everybody up the back door. Driving in there was
Ginther,
who checked into the game. He goes up the left side, drives all the way in, goes up. No, has a shot. Didn't even get the shot off. He got fouled on the shot. And that's Nowicki. Then Nowicki picks up his first, team's third. And Sorensen goes to, or Ginther goes to the line.
He's a little bit quicker than Mr. Nowicki and got the baseline.
And his first shot, no good, doesn't get the roll. But he gets another one as he was fouled in the act of shooting. With 7:37 to go here in the first half. Harbor Beach with the lead and get their second shot good. Make it 18-9 over the Bearcats. Here comes that full court pressure from Harbor Beach. Bruce, brings the ball off the court. In the game now for Ugly is Kaufman. Kaufman looks to come help him out. Kaufman can't hang on to it. It's a wild pass. goes right in the hands of Sorensen. He pushes it over to Kraft. Kraft looks for a three and then decides to drive, but he gets the traveling call.
Just a little ahead of himself on that.
Probably needs to take advantage of those errors that Harvard Beach has just had here two times in a row if they want to stick around for very long. Up the court now comes Pruitt. She's picked there by Leiprank. Gets him open.
Oh,
gets it across. Gets it to Coffin. Coffin finds Nowicki on the low block. Nowicki catches it in the air. Goes up, but his shot is short. Leiprank comes down and tips the rebound into Nowicki's hands, and Nowicki is tied up there by
Seaman.
Seaman there. Possession arrow is going to give it back to Harbor Beach. Probably just cannot get it to fall. They're not using the glass like they were against Cass City. Coming back into the game for Harbor Beach is Jordan Booms, and Jason Hansen makes his first appearance tonight in the game.
Well, I think what you'll notice about the Harbor Beach team, they're not big, but they sure can jump.
Oh, they can.
Now they're right up in the face of the shooter if they don't get the rebound.
And Kraft gets it down. He feeds it off to Ginther. Ginther comes in and shoots the 18-footer. Drains it. There's nothing but a net there. I don't even take a touch from that. It went straight in and straight down.
He came right off a dribble. He curled and made a great shot straight up.
Kaufman now handles the ball to top for Ugly. Gets it to the left side to Bruschi. Back to Leiprant on the right side. Leiprant's going to get the offensive start. He dips his shoulder there, but anytime a 6'6" player drives and dips his shoulder, it's going to look like it's offensive. But Gary Meriden said it's the offensive start, so he's going to pick up his first foul of the night. And the public faithfuls don't agree with that. I can't say that I necessarily agree with it. I thought it was pretty good, but give the Oscar over to Kraft there for that one.
Is that who drew that?
Yes, he did. Tyler Perutsky's covering Kraft there, coming up the court. Bring it over to the right side to Hansen. Hansen's covered by Sweeney. Looks to get it over to Sorensen down in the corner, who's covered there by Kaufman. Kaufman manages to tip it away from him, but it goes off of Kaufman's foot.
Oh, boy.
Meredith looks for some help. He gets some help from his other official here, and it's going to go to Harbor Beach. Go ahead. Checking in for Harbor Beach is Seaman. Coming out of the game is Carson.
Officials working well together here.
Josh White checked in for Ugly, along with Austin Drake. Coming out is Nowicki and Sweeney.
A hockey game breakout here. I thought it was a line change.
Yeah. 6:23 to go here in the first half. Harbor Beach 20, Ugly 9. Standing room only crowd here. They get the ball inside. Seaman can't hang on to it, but he throws it up the court. And it goes into the hands of Hansen, and now Kraft comes and picks it up from Hansen, and he pulls it out to half court and gets his offense set here. 6 minutes to go here.
Still looking at a 2-3 matchup zone for Upley.
Kraft throws it over to the left side to Hansen. Hansen back to Kraft. Now he swings it over to Skintner. Gets this pass over to Hansen. Harbor Beach is content here. They're up by enough they can sit around and wait till they get the wide open shot. That time the shot's taken wide open by Ginther, but it's no good. Rebound by Boom. He looks to go coast to coast. He goes up, and no official was back there for that call, Mary Lee. Those two officials were on the side, and nobody saw that reach. I think Ugly's got a beef there. I don't like to get on the stripes, but I'll tell you what, they cannot keep up with these guys tonight.
It is a fast, safe team.
Nobody was back on baseline to cover that play. Ugly gets the ball. It was tipped out of bounds. Block with Josh White with the shot. It was no good, but rebound was converted there by Kaufman. Kaufman lays it up and in.
Oh, I think that was Eric Boone.
Was it Boone?
Yeah. Was that Eric Boone? I'm sorry, it was James Kaufman.
Kraft tries to penetrate. Right now he's covered by Drake. Now he goes right side, gets in the paint, does the Austin Hunter, and he gets his shot to go around Josh White. 22-11. Harbor Beach with the lead. Drake brings the ball up the court on the left side. Harbor Beach with their token full court. Now they walk back. Drake throws it in the paint to Brooms. Brooms finds Coffin open. Coffin dribbles into the free throw line. Takes a jump shot. No good. Didn't follow his shot. Rebound Hansen. Ginter brings the ball up the court this time. Throws it into the backcourt, finds Booms open, but it's kicked out by another Booms. Now Booms there. Booms takes it to the paint. He hands it off to White. White sees Marshall Leiprant. Leiprant lowers his shoulder and goes up, and he gets the foul, but he can't get it to roll. He's going to the line for two. That foul is going to go against Seaman. He picks up his first. Harbor Beach's third. And Marshall Weiprint goes to the line. Let's see if Marshall can make a couple of these free throws and